Off the Ball.
In association with Air. Don't miss live and exclusive Premier League action this month on the Air Sport Pack.
This is News Talk.
Oh my God! The rumors are true! Ronda Rousey is here!
Ladies and gentlemen! Ronda Rousey!
Yeah, the biggest name in the history of female boxing, or female MMA rather, in UFC is Ronda Rousey. The big news this week is that it's been confirmed that the former UFC Women's Bantamweight Champion has joined the WWE as a full-time professional wrestler, a trailblazer for the women's MMA. It should be said that the biggest name for a long time in the female ranks in the UFC. Well, she has made that change, that switch. She has also made a surprise appearance at WWE's pay-per-view in Philadelphia on Sunday night last. To discuss what it means for both sports, we're joined by Dave Meltzer, a journalist for MMAfighting.com and editor of The Wrestling Observer. Dave, thanks so much for taking the call.
Yeah, very much. Yeah, thanks.
Given that Rousey hasn't fought in the UFC since 2016, and it looked obvious without her actually specifically saying so that she'd kind of fallen out of love with the sport, ultimately, is this much of a surprise, really?
No. It's if you really look at her track record and everything like that, she doesn't take well to losing. And it was pretty clear. Even when she lost her first fight, there was some question if she would ever fight again. And then when she did, there were a lot of changes that she needed to make. That she didn't make, and the end result was the second fight, and I think most people figured that she would never fight again after then, and would move to pro wrestling, which I think it's something that she's a fan of pro wrestling. She's wanted to do it. She's trained a little bit for it for years, and a lot for it in the last couple months.
Given how you've described her reaction to losing, and then when it's followed up so quickly with a second defeat, and that unbeaten record is just very much in the rearview mirror, is it a little bit of a cop-out from Ronda Rousey in that she kind of looked at what she needed to do, the body of work that was in front of her, to get back to the summit of UFC and just thought, do you know what, I don't fancy this?
Yeah, I think that, it's really hard to say, but the first loss broke her. You know, she became a different person. I mean, you can't really, everything about her became different. And she did try for the second time, but she trained. But I think that mentally, it was just a different person going into the cage the second time. She didn't have the confidence, and she had a terrible game plan, and she trained all wrong. In a lot of ways, she got in great shape, but that wasn't the right. She didn't have the right advisors. I mean, the minute I heard, like 2 weeks out, that her weight was way down and things like that, it was like she's training for an endurance contest. She's probably in great shape, and she was. She came in and she was light and everything, but she was too small. And she went out there and tried to be a boxer, and she's not a boxer. She's a judoka, And it was going to be a tough fight for her, even at her best. Amanda Nunes. The key to Amanda Nunes is in theory that she's very, very tough early on, and then you wait for her to tire. And, she didn't have the head movement or anything like that to survive the initial onslaught, and she didn't last at all in the second fight, in the fight with Nunes.
Dana White has said, Dave, that he's happy for her. Do we know how much of an effort he made or otherwise to dissuade her from this move?
I don't think he made any effort at all. I think that I get no impression. I think that they wanted her to fight on the December show, months ago, wanted her to fight on the December show against Misha Tate, who also ended up retiring. But it was never something that was pushed really hard, and I don't think that it was anything that they really thought would happen. I mean, she draws them big business. She's, But
is it an illustration of maybe how far she's fallen from that top rung in terms of the money-making machine that she could have been for the UFC, that a year ago maybe they really would have been going at it hammer and tongs to try and persuade her not to move?
Maybe until the home fight. I mean, until the Nunes fight, yeah, they probably would have. She is under contract to them. They could have said no, especially to WWE. I mean, her contract would have, the only way she could go to WWE is with their blessing, but they gave their blessing. And I suppose, like when she did the first WrestleMania a couple years ago, which they allowed, there was talk of her doing the WrestleMania the next year. And Dana White, I mean, and I don't know everything that went on behind the scenes, but he did say, no, it's one and done. You know, it's like we let her do one, but that was it. That was the favor. So I think that in that sense, you know, they probably didn't want her doing it so quickly, but now that they know that she's pretty much done as a fighter, it doesn't hurt them at all for her to do her to go into WWE.
Dave, I'm just thinking in relation to maybe Conor McGregor as well, how he's switched sports in certainly his last fight as well. Could you make the argument that both Conor McGregor and Ronda Rousey almost too big for MMA, UFC now, that they cannot get those big paydays within that sport now, and they've moved on elsewhere to try to maybe look for a more lucrative option?
No, it'd be different. I mean, Conor, you're 100% right on.
Yeah.
Whether he's too big for UFC, he doesn't need UFC because he's got so much money in the bank, and he can't make the kind of money that he made in his last fight in UFC, and he won't be able to make it in boxing either. I mean, it was just a ridiculous amount of money, and that's just changed your life. With Ronda, she can make more money fighting, but I think that they all, you know, her heart's not into the fighting anymore. If it was, she'd have bounced back after the Holly Holm fight. She would have wanted to fight as soon as possible. And, you know, it took a long, long time for her mentally to go back to training, and it was a different person at that point. So it's you know, she's not going to make anywhere close to what she made as a fighter in WWE. Mm. But I think in her mind, she'll probably have more fun. It won't be as much pressure. Well, I shouldn't even say that because it's going to be a lot of pressure. It's a different kind of pressure. And, you know, she can, you know, who knows if she'll succeed in WWE or not. I mean, it's a different world. I mean, there are people who've made the transition and succeeded, and there are people who've made that transition and failed. And, you know, you just don't know which, you know, I know people are already trying to make the decision on which one she's going to be, but you just don't know until she's got a chance to train it, study it, and all that. The only problem is that she's already going to be in the spotlight too early, and that's it's going to be tough for her.
It's something that we've seen happen before, but it's actually usually involved athletes going in the opposite direction. As a guy who hasn't watched the WWE in a long, long time, why is this a big deal for that organization? We've kind of talked up to this point about this move from the UFC point of view. What does it mean for the WWE brand?
She's a big celebrity and she's with them, so that increases their profile a lot, actually, with a lot of movers and shakers in the TV industry. And their television contract is expiring at the end of 2019, and they're negotiating it right now. So the timing of her making this move is fantastic for WWE. That's the thing that I don't think a lot of people really fully grasp. And it's like, in that sense, she's probably a success for them, even if she's not a success to the fans. Whether she'll be a success to the fans or not, that jury's out. But the fact that Ronda Rousey is in WWE and they are negotiating their television deal, that is a success for them, no matter that for sure. She will help them get a lot more money than they're spending to get her. So she is a huge net positive.
Is it the end of her as a competitive athlete, Dave? I mean, she's going from the cutthroat fight game to one which is more down the road of sports entertainment. Like, can you ever see her back in the octagon after a spell away? Is there a chance
because Brock Lesnar went back, and Brock Lesnar would have gone back again this year if he had the right fight. And, you know, she's 30, so, I mean, there's a mentality of, like, you know, when she gets to be 33, what's her mind going to be? It's like, you know what, this is what Brock was. You know, Brock walked away, and then it was like, you know what, I never really accomplished everything I wanted to for whatever reason. Maybe I walked away too early, and, you know, he was a competitive athlete, and she's a competitive athlete. When she's a couple of years, when she's 32, 33 years old, and she sits there and goes, you know what, if I wait till I'm 36, it's too late. Maybe I left something unfulfilled. Maybe I was too immature. Maybe I didn't have my head on straight. So it would not shock me at all. In fact, I would think in most cases, I would say she probably would go back, but she's unique in the sense that she walked away from judo when she could have won a gold medal in the Olympics and never looked back. So that tells me that she may never look back for MMA as well.
Yeah. What can she expect to achieve then in WWE?
That's a good question. Just I think that it's all about having, for her, and from her standpoint, not so much notoriety. I don't think she even cares about the notoriety. I think she's just looking for fun. Because if she cared about the notoriety, she could be doing a lot of stuff for notoriety. I think she's looking for, you know, before she settled down. I thought, as a way, I'm curious to see how much she does, because my understanding was that she just wanted to buy a farm and live in a small community and raise kids.
Mm.
And WWE is probably not exactly the world to go into when that's your goal, because you're going to be in front of people constantly, and you're going to be examined more than you were in UFC, because with UFC, you're only getting examined on, you know, two nights a year or whatever, how many fights you do. In WWE, you're going to be examined every single week on television. And it's, like I said, it's a different kind of pressure for her. And you're home a lot less, although I don't know how much of a travel schedule she's really going to have. But still, she'll be home a lot less than if she wasn't doing it, that's for sure.
Dave, brilliant stuff. Thanks so much for taking the call.
Okay.
So that's Dave Meltzer, journalist for MMAfighting.com and editor of The Wrestling Observer, talking to us about Ronda Rousey's move into pro wrestling. She said that it was the kind of move that she had to make, otherwise her six-year-old self would totally kick her ass if she didn't take
it. It's amazing, isn't it?
It's kind of like acting, she says.
Yeah.
She's right.
Well,
but
exactly.
Like, it's a tour. You're on tour.
Yeah, and it's almost if you can't even say transcend your sport, but you're becoming a personality within a different sphere, aren't you? That's you're moving on to a total different sort of, I'm trying to think, maybe total different clientele, I suppose you'd say now, isn't it? And that's the thing, her now fame will probably move elsewhere now, and that's what I suppose, maybe even move on into acting and things like this now.
She's an entertainer now.
Yeah.
Off the Ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.